You will hear a discussion in a psychology class. You have 30 seconds to look at questions 21 through 28.
The video we just watched shows chimpanzees responding to a human language, American Sign Language, and also using it. Talking to humans, talking to each other, you even see them talking to themselves. This really says a lot about language. The power, the psychology, the psychological impact of human language.
But the footage all looked really old. Are scientists still doing experiments like that today?
Oh, yeah. There are still lots of experiments being done today where apes, especially chimpanzees, are taught sign language. You're right, though. The examples in the video are older ones, from the 1960s and 70s. Psychologists have been trying to teach animals to speak for some time. But that was the first time they really pulled it off. Let's hear some other thoughts on the video.
Well, I guess I was surprised at how comfortable the animals looked, using human language. I mean, they were really into it. It kind of made me wonder. Maybe apes have their own sign language? Something like human language that we don't know about.
That's a great point, Todd. And actually, you're right. Chimps do have their own sign language. And we didn't know about it until a couple of... Sorry, I'm not sure exactly how recently we discovered this, but not too long ago. Researchers realized that chimps will use their own sign language to talk to each other in the wild. It's simpler than human language, though, and it doesn't have the distinguishing characteristics of human speech. Let's review those. Who can tell me some of those characteristics?
Using a voice, right? Because no other living thing has so much control over the vocal cords, the tongue, teeth, lips.
It's true that most humans can communicate with their voice in a way you don't see other people. Sorry, I mean other animals. Other animals use their voice, but they can't make words the same way, voicing them, pronouncing them. But that's not really a necessity in every human language. Remember, Karen, American Sign Language is a human language, too. And there are other sign languages. These don't use the vocal cords or mouth, right?
Oh, right. Well, displacement. That's like the ability to talk about things that aren't in the here and now, like talking about what you want to do next week or what's happening in another country or what's happening in like a fictional story that isn't even real.
Exactly. And chimps don't do that naturally in their own sign language. You know, their own signs just communicate their immediate situation. Without being trained by humans, chimps just say stuff like go here, or stop that, or take this. But there's more to a human language.